This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading
that. That was very formal.
Wasn't it? I didn't like
Hello,
that at all.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Play School with Cliffo and Gabby. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know either.
Just bring it down a notch, Cliffo. Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading the Catch Up podcast. It is Cliffo and Gabby. If you're listening to the Catch Up in real time, it's very exciting. We're on the road again, Gabby and I. We're traveling together for work. And tomorrow's show is going to be live from beautiful Port Douglas.
I'm very excited. We've got a croc lined up to be a co-host on the show.
That's right. he doesn't have much to say, but boy, does
he's hungry.
Stink. we're going to have a croc on the show, which is exciting, and someone's going to win Cliffo and Gabby's Queensland Supermum. Someone's going to be winning that all expenses paid experience.
It's amazing.
Thanks to Port Douglas and the Daintree. So all the details live on the air tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. For now, strap in for the Cliffo and Gabby Catch Up podcast. I have been accused of something at home, and I want to bring it to the table right now and just gauge public opinion on the topic.
I love when you do this because you expect me to be on your side, and majority
one
of time
of these days,
I'm on your wife's side.
Not majority of time, every time.
Every time.
But one of these days.
One of these days you'll get me.
One of these days I'm going to throw a topic out there and you'll be like, Michelle, your wife is so wrong. Cliffo, you're great and smart and talented and
one
I love
day.
You. Okay, so this is the situation. And 13 10 60, I want to gauge public opinion on this one. So we're at Coles the other day. We were making a roast lamb for
Lovely.
Baked dinner.
Lovely.
Beautiful, right?
Yum.
And I had this sort of like lamb leg, and I was going to put some rosemary and garlic in it, do it all properly, slow cook it all day. Beautiful. So I went to the section where all the herbs are at Coles, and I saw that a packet of rosemary had a dollar. So they're $3. All the herbs are just standard price, $3. But one had a $1.50 sticker on it because it was its last day in date.
And I didn't even know herbs went out of date.
I think those woody herbs, I think they probably last a while. But yeah, they're gonna, I mean, it's a plant. It's going to go out of date.
Good point. Good
at
point.
At some point.
Yep, sure.
But it looked fine. And I even opened it and had a look. Looked perfectly fine. And I'm like, yeah, beauty, half price herbs. Throw them in the trolley. They'll go great with the lamb. Get home. I check the receipt. I always check the receipt after shopping. I'm weird like that. And I notice that on the receipt, they've charged me full price.
Oh.
So I turn the herbs over and I see, like, when they do a markdown, they put a barcode sticker over the top of the barcode.
Yeah.
But they've sort of put it on dodgy. Like, it's only...
So the other one's
scanned. So the other one's scanned. So essentially, like, long story short, they've charged me full price, $3 for my marked down $1.50 herbs.
Right.
Now, I get the receipt and I get the packet because we use the whole packet. It's empty now. And I sat them on our hallway table and I told Michelle, sort of, oh, they've overcharged us, whatever. Then I sit it all on the hallway table. Michelle sees it on the hallway table and she's like, you're not going to take that back for $1.50, are you? And I go, of course not. That's not what I'm going to do. Totally.
Of course.
What I'm
why
gonna
else
do.
Would it be on
why
the hall table?
Yeah, why else would I put it on the hallway table? It's sitting literally next to
Pretty
my keys. The next
a
time I go to the shop.
Though.
And that's what I want to know. 13 10 60. Can we take calls on this right now? Would you go back for a $1.50 refund? Because,
no way.
Mate, I tell you what, Michelle hardly said anything, but she didn't need to, because the look of just disgust in her eyes. when she noticed the herb packet and the receipt next to the keys, she was just full judgy mode.
$1.50, it would cost more than that to drive to Coles in order to return it. Like, your petrol's going to cost you more than $1.50.
I thought just next time I'm at the shops. But even then, like, I've done that before. Michelle's like, so what? The receipt sits here for a week or whatever?
For $1.50?
13, 10, 60. Give me a call right now. Just, you know, yay or nay on this one. There's only pretty much one of two ways to go. But would you go back for a refund for $1.50?
Is it the principal or is it the money?
Probably both.
Bit of both. Okay.
I am a bit of a tight ass, and yeah.
They've overcharged.
Yeah, I can't sleep well at night knowing that I've been charged too much for something, even if it's only $1.50. But 13, 10, 60. Vanessa, would you go back for a $1.50 refund?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Really?
I'd make the phone call first. I wouldn't make a drive in. I'd do it next time I'm at the shop.
Okay, and you'd make a phone call?
I've never
called
Coles or Woolies.
So you don't have to make a trip today.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. So it's the principle of the matter for you, is it, Vanessa?
Yeah, I think so. We'll move on. Ange is next on 131060. Ange is here. Ange, would you go back or not?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. Good.
Would you go back? Actually,
I'm not great. I'm feeling a little judged.
I would not go back.
No, you wouldn't. Okay.
Why is that?
Because you'd end up spending the fuel money to go back just to get the refund.
Yeah, but I'm going to go back to the shop eventually anyway, Ange.
$1.50 is not worth the effort, though. It's not even worth thinking about.
If not, you'd probably, like, calm down after the next shopping trip.
All right, thank you. But no, thank you. Thanks, but no, thanks, Ange. 131060, Libby's next. Libby, would you go back for a $1.50 refund?
Yes, I would.
Okay, another yes.
So is it the principle or the money for you, Libby?
It's the principle. The supermarket has a process. They haven't followed that process, so they need to know that they need to improve their the way they do things. So
good on them, Libby.
Stick with the rules, Libby.
Stick it to the man, Libby.
Well, you didn't choose that product because it was, you know, you were using it tonight, therefore you got a bargain.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'd go back and I'd let them know that, hey, you know, come on, step up your game.
You show them, Lou. Step up to that. We'll just burl through a couple more quickly. Jamie, yay or nay, would you go back for the $1.50?
No, I wouldn't go back.
Okay, Jamie says no. 131060. Jackson, would you go back for the $1.50?
Yeah, I would. I feel like people have done it for a lot less. So
okay.
Okay. People have done for a lot less. What an argument.
Thank you for the call, man. All right. Well, a very mixed bag coming through on the calls we've put to air. Gabby is just getting the stats through to her now of all the calls that have come through.
We got a lot of calls.
Believe it, this was a bloody, this is a sellout. Every phone line
very passionate
has
about
rung
this topic.
Out on this one.
Turns
what's the breakdown?
Out, 70% of all of the calls this morning would go back for $1.50.
Yes!
70%.
Yes, Queensland.
Oh, my God. We are a bunch
of
tart-ups. Bit of a trigger warning for anyone out there who is sensitive to this kind of information, but it is Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month for the whole month of May, and we are covering it off each day this week. Today we thought we'd talk to someone in the know who helps victims and survivors of domestic and family violence. Her name is Beck O'Connor. She's the CEO of DV Connect, and she joins us right now. How are you, Beck?
I'm very well, thank you.
Beck, it's great to have you on because we had a couple of specialist police in on the show on Tuesday, and they spoke so highly about DV Connect. And the big thing they said about what you guys do is that it's an amazing first point of contact. So if anyone ever finds themselves in a position of being a sufferer of domestic abuse or is committing domestic abuse, you're an ideal first contact point. So I guess run us through that in just 30 seconds or so, if you can, like what exactly DV Connect does.
Sure. The DV Connect provides the Queensland-wide domestic and family violence and sexual assault helplines. So we help people who are, as you said, either experiencing violence or those who choose to use violence in their relationships. We're a free service and available for support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. So our primary focus is your safety and the safety of your children. We have highly trained specialist domestic violence and sexual assault counsellors on call to help you make a plan to be safe, whether you're remaining in your home or you're needing to escape. When you need help to get out, we can help you with transport, emergency accommodation, and even support for your pets if you need to go into refuge.
See, that's the one thing that I guess people don't think of is people with children, people with pets. Like, there's more to think about than just themselves getting out of this situation. But you guys help every single step along the way, including that pet crisis.
Yeah, we do. So we have a partnership with the RSPCA. And we have a program called Pets in Crisis, and that program, because it's often a barrier for people to escape violence, is thinking about their pets or if there's been a threat to their pets. So we work with the RSPCA to get safe refuge for pets and vet care and support so that that's not a barrier.
I didn't have the stats in front of me. I'm not sure if you do, Beck, but I'd imagine it would be a massive thing. People staying in situations of domestic violence because they just can't see a way out.
Yeah, look, I there's no way to have that statistic.
No.
But what I do know, though, is that we take around 140,000 calls a year across Queensland. So what that means is that we take a call for help around every 4 minutes on average.
Mm. It's a really big problem. Is there a message that you would put out there to anyone listening right now, Beck, if they are in a situation that they need help with or they think they know someone that is? What message would you like them to hear?
Yeah, look, first off, if someone's told you or you suspect that they're experiencing domestic and family violence, it's really important that you listen and you believe and you validate them. It's important to remind them that it's never their fault and that abusers make a choice to harm others. It's important to ask the person how you'd like to support them, how they'd like you to support them, sorry, without judgment or expectation that they'll want to take any immediate action. Because the fact that they've told you might be all that they need in that moment, and that's okay. It's also important that you know that there are specialist services like DV Connect out there that you can help refer your friend or your neighbour or your colleague to. And it's important to give that information discreetly. Yeah. For someone who is experiencing it, well, the first thing, though, is that if they're experiencing abuse, to ensure the safety of themselves and their children if they have them, if they ever feel in danger and it's safe to do so, to try and remove yourself, perhaps going to a friend, a relative or a neighbour's house, or if you're unable to safely escape, then call the police on 000. You can also report online now. It's part of some strategies put in place during COVID. The police now have an online report tool that if you're unable to make a phone call safely, you can report online.
Incredible. Can people donate to DV Connect? Is that something that you need funds to do what you do?
Absolutely. While we're funded by government, we run a number of programs and services that we run entirely through donation.
Okay. What's the website to donate?
Yeah, it's dvconnect.org.
Amazing.
Wonderful.
And the phone number, if you need the support of DV Connect, is 1-800-811-811. I could see now, after talking to you, Beck, why the police were so adamant that your organisation is so vital and why it's an amazing first port of call for people who are sufferers, victims of domestic violence. But thank you so much for giving us an idea of what you do, Beck.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much for your support.
We all grew up with Noni Hazelhurst. She is the mum of the country. We grew up with her on Play School, then on Better Homes and Gardens. She was in A Place to Call Home. And now in an Aussie film called June Again, where she plays June. And she joins us right now. How are you, Noni?
Hello, guys. I'm really good. How are you?
Good.
We are so good.
I have, I'm going to get serious straight away in this chat.
Oh.
I have a grandmother with dementia. This is something very close to my heart, and that's something that your character suffered in this movie. We've just seen Anthony Hopkins win an Oscar for playing a man with dementia. This is some heavy stuff and some, I'd imagine, hard stuff to have to put on screen.
Yeah, it requires... Well, I think the thing is because there's no rules about how it happens, you know, or the rate at which it happens. So there's a bit of license there. And so I watched a lot of YouTube stuff of, you know, carers with their, the sufferers, and everyone's different.
Yeah. Noni, at the start of the chat there, Gabby ran through your body of work, I'm going to call it, from Play School to Better Homes and Gardens to A Place to Call Home to heaps of Australian movies to June Again. It's a very, very diverse, and it's been a very, very long career that you've had. Is it possible to pick a highlight? Is there a favourite moment in that career? Is it something from Play School or what you're doing now? Or what is it for you that just stands out when you went, that was a life well lived?
Well, certainly 24 years of Play School I'm really proud of, and it taught me so much about communication. But the thing that always makes me laugh is guys, I assume your age, think that I sort of did Play School and then Better Homes and then got lucky with a bit of acting. But in fact, I've been doing stage and film and television since the 1970s. And Play School was effectively my part-time job, which most actors have to have. So I was very lucky to have a part-time job that gave me a huge demographic and a huge profile and a sort of trustworthy moniker as well, you know, so that was my great good fortune. But, you know, I'm pretty lucky. I tend to only choose to do things that I think are stories worth telling. So I'm pretty proud of most of the things I've done. I've probably turned down more than I've ever accepted, but that way I can sort of sleep at night.
Well, I love in June Again as well, Noni, that there's a bit of a love story in that. You were just saying that, you know, you've had a huge body of work. And while we have spoken about the dementia side of things, there was a bit of a love story that you got to participate in. Was that nice to show a more mature kind of love story there?
Yeah, I absolutely. I think, you know, there's this little twist at the end, which we won't reveal. But
no, we won't.
And this is no exception. So it's a real mixture. I love it.
And Noni even breaks into a house in the
really?
Film. So, yeah, you've got to check it out.
So I'm glad that you added in the film on that and just that Noni breaks into houses.
Just breaks into houses.
What a scoop. Noni Hazelhurst, the film is in cinemas today. It is called June Again. It's been a bumpy year for Aussie cinema. It's just continuing. It's going to continue with this film. It looks so great. Noni Hazelhurst, big love, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys. Really nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Your last chance to play Alpha Bucks this week in the morning. We have $1,000 cash on the line Friday morning after 8 o'clock.
The answer you need is helicopter. The thing I would love to be dropped off to my wedding in. However, it's not going to happen because of budget.
Cannot afford that. What a nice idea. Helicopter is an answer for Alpha Bucks, so we know the letter is H. If you're playing in the morning, it hit.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
This is where I give hacks to make your life easier. I'm the queen of the lazy girl hack. That's what I am. Mm. And I love to help you out.
If there's a corner to be cut, Gabby is standing next to it
with
a pair of scissors.
That's so it.
She's ready to go.
And today, Cliffo, I want to solve the biggest issue in Queensland. It ain't political.
Where to begin?
It's pit stains. That's what I want to solve. It's a huge issue for Queensland.
It's still an issue for me, even in these cooler months.
Pit stains.
I'm bad for the pit stains.
Yeah. Sweat can really ruin your clothes because, especially if they're white, you start to get this yellow tone under your arms or wherever you happen to be sweating, and it's
gross. When I used to work at Bilo, that was a good old days, we wore like white dress shirts, and I permanently had yellow pits.
Pit stains, they're the worst. Yeah. Well,
so gross.
Do you know how you can get rid of your pit stains? It ain't with your nappy sands.
Don't wear a shirt.
It ain't with washing them in the machine. And it's not with going
not
naked.
Shirt,
that's not the solution. What you do is you soak your clothes in a bin with warm water and you add 1 to 3 denture tablets. I'm not even kidding. So you go to grandma's, you get her denture tablets, you put them in a barrel and you soak your clothes. And denture tablets are made to whiten dentures. And so they actually work really well at breaking up the yellow stains and taking those pity stains away from your clothes.
Denture tablets in warm water and soak shirt in the dentury tablet warm water.
It'll help you.
And don't get confused and put your shirt in your mouth. That will not work.
They start chattering in the cold. Not my problem.
Problem
At
solved.
Least they're white.
Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty 640. Can
you
handle what I'm about
to do? Okay. You ready? It's that time of the week.
I'm ready.
This is parental erotica, where I write about being a husband and a father, but I make it sound like erotica.
Yes.
And I write from my wife's perspective because I write better as a woman.
Yeah, it's true, you do.
Yeah. So get yourself ready. This is,
Take a
real situation that happened this week in our household.
Right.
It's Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty 640 Parental Erotica, Volume 31. He stands before me like a medieval knight in shining armor, his sword erect and ready to serve its purpose. He lifts his weapon, actually a steak knife. The blade shimmers in the evening sunshine. The thought of what he's about to do sends a shiver of anticipation up the curve of my spine. Brandishing his impressive weapon, he slowly commences the task before him. Do it! Do it now, I beg! Pierce the plastic wrapping and tear it off the white box containing my new plaything. My new toy. My new MacBook Pro.
Okay. Here we go.
I slowly rub my hand atop my new acquirement. It's both soft and hard at the same time. I like that. The screen lights up as I easily lift it into the position I desire.
I'm now 100% in control, and it's the only way I'll have it. I wrap my quivering hands around a freshly unboxed mouse. I double-click my mouse. Now comes the climax, the showstopper, the reason I'm here. It's time for the spread sheet.
Spreadsheet. Who doesn't love a good spreadsheet?
My man returns, his sword now back in its sheath. He takes one look at my new plaything before mumbling something along the lines of, "Looks good, can I have a go?" "No!" I reply with sharp tongue. "Absolutely no way! Ain't room for three in this relationship."
Normally I write one thing down that I want to revisit, but there was so much in that. Like, yeah. I just don't even know
normally,
where to start.
It's like there's one thing that could be complained about, but there's a few. And I'm happy with that. I'm proud of that. The Hit Breakfast Show.